Leadership isn't just about tactical skills. It's about confronting the fear wolf within. Mark Divine, former Wall Street accountant turned Navy SEAL commander, discovered this truth while standing on the beach during Hell Week, waves crashing around him and instructors screaming in his face. We all carry two wolves inside us, a fear wolf craving drama and negativity, and a courage wolf seeking connection and growth. The one that controls you is the one you feed most. This Native American wisdom forms the foundation of Divine's leadership philosophy, challenging us to recognize that our greatest leadership obstacles aren't external, but internal. In today's volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous business environment, old leadership maps no longer work. The key is developing emotional, moral, and spiritual strength by confronting your deepest fears and negative patterns. What separates ordinary teams from those capable of extraordinary achievement? Divine identifies 7 core commitments that build teams capable of achieving 20 times more than average ones. These commitments, courage, trust, respect, growth, excellence, resiliency, and alignment, form an interconnected chain, with each building upon the previous. Without courage, you won't trust. Without trust, you won't get respect. Without respect, you won't grow. Without growth, you won't express excellence. Without excellence, you won't be resilient. Without resilience, your team can't align with your vision. These principles have transformed organizations from Harvard Medical School to SpaceX, where leaders face their own versions of SEAL Hell Week every day. Even elite training doesn't guarantee leadership success. Divine learned this painful lesson with his first entrepreneurial venture, Coronado Brewing Company. Despite his SEAL training, fear-based conditioning prevented him from confronting manipulation when his partner unexpectedly brought his brother into the business, reducing Divine's ownership from 50% to 33% while he remained the only full-time operator who had invested personal savings. When he finally raised concerns, his partners mounted a scorched earth campaign that divided the family. This experience revealed that unresolved negative conditioning will undermine leadership regardless of tactical skills. Courage is the most important of all virtues, Maya Angelou noted, because without it, you cannot practice any other virtue consistently. In volatile environments, playing it safe can be deadly. True courage requires examining deeply conditioned behaviors that lead to reactionary thinking. The Japanese concept of kokoro, merging heart and mind into actions, represents wholeness where leaders must inspire teams with both elements. SpaceX exemplifies courage with their tolerance for risk and willingness to embrace failure as learning. Their early rockets had a 50% failure rate, yet they called these launches successful because they provided essential insights. Taking a stand requires thinking through all consequences and accepting potential risks because the mission matters. If courage forms the foundation, trust functions as the glue that holds teams together. Commander McRaven demonstrated this after a boat accident that nearly killed him by taking full ownership, remaining transparent during the investigation, and ensuring injured team members received care while implementing improved risk protocols. He balanced learning from the incident without becoming risk-averse. For trust to develop, leaders must check their ego, admit mistakes promptly, and follow through on commitments. While trust is the glue, respect is the lubricant that makes everything run smoothly. True integrity requires both internal consistency and moral uprightness to think, speak, and act with goodness of character. Authenticity means being real with your team, not bullshitting anyone, including yourself. Unlike integrity, which concerns communication and action, authenticity involves emotional availability and maintaining an I-we rather than me-them relationship. This requires confronting personal limitations and shadow aspects, often rooted in childhood trauma. Nobody, not even SEALs or CEOs, is immune from these patterns. Healing requires self-respect, developed through practices like meditation, therapy, or emotional development programs. SEAL Training's Hell Week shows how growth requires embracing discomfort. Most quit because they can't endure temporary transformation pain, choosing instead the lasting pain of regret. Growth demands joyfully accepting meaningful challenges and breaking weak patterns limiting our potential. Improving just 1% daily creates dramatic impact through compounding, starting slowly but accelerating significantly over time. Divine's four fundamental Hell Week skills include box breathing to control stress, positivity for mental balance, visualization to transform goals into destiny, and front sight focus on crucial targets with micro goals tied to your vision. Excellence comes from deep curiosity that challenges the status quo. Innovation converts curiosity into bold action, creating something new through an eager for change mindset. Less is more. Keeping things simple is paradoxically difficult. Our brains naturally complicate matters, mistaking complexity for improvement. True mastery lies in distilling complexity into clarity. A parable demonstrates this. A king challenges wise men to reduce all knowledge from 17 volumes down to a single phrase. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Being able to describe your mission in one clear sentence indicates proper focus. Resilience transforms challenges into growth opportunities, echoing Ryan Holiday's philosophy that the obstacle is the way, a principle SEAL leaders embrace. It encompasses adaptability, responding positively to setbacks, elasticity, stretching and recovering quickly, pliancy, changing rapidly when challenges arise, and durability, persisting through breakdowns. The resilience response follows four steps: pause to stop reactionary thinking, breathe deeply to control emotions, think by observing what's happening, and act with small, measurable steps. Alignment means fully integrating yourself with your team. Establish communication protocols as if in battle, purposeful, structured, and involving only essential participants. Your team serves as your primary growth mechanism as a leader. True alignment extends beyond sharing vision and norms to sharing experiences and risks. When teammates openly express thoughts and feelings, they recognize shared vulnerabilities and understand that team strength comes from acknowledging imperfections. Elite teams apply radical focus, identifying the smallest actions that yield the greatest results, the approach McRaven's team used to capture Bin Laden. As we face unprecedented challenges, AI, ecological threats, and technological disruption, we confront fundamental questions about human purpose. The separation between us causes our suffering through fear, greed, depression, anger, and confusion. To end this separation from others, we must first end it in ourselves by confronting the fear wolf and reaching an integrated state of development. Humanity's fate depends on our individual wholeness. Imagine your team or business if everyone possessed mental toughness, resilience, and emotional awareness forged through these seven commitments, focusing on elevating others rather than themselves. You can bring these principles into your organization today. By confronting your own fear wolf, you begin a transformation that ripples outward, creating teams capable of extraordinary achievement in our complex world. The journey starts with changing yourself, feeding the courage wolf within, and becoming the leader others follow, not because they must, but because they believe in who you've become.